USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is speeding up the process of building a southern border wall. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says
Congress has given the department authority to waive a number of laws and regulations when it comes to building border barriers and border roads.
And Wolf says that means President Trump is allowed to pull money from the Defense Department to build those border barriers. Wolf also saying during an appearance on Fox and Friends that SWAT-like teams are going to be backing up immigration and customs enforcement agents in America's sanctuary cities.
This is just additional resources that ICE is using from within the Department of Homeland Security. So in this case, CBP officers are coming in.
Suddenly surging in several national polls, Michael Bloomberg will be on the Democratic debate stage in Las Vegas tomorrow evening. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Massive job cuts are coming to the bank HSBC. It's citing sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs will be slashed over the next 3 years. And a third of the bank's branches in the United States are going to be closing as part of the plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Oklahoma State Senate committee has endorsed a bill to ban abortions in that state when a heartbeat or brainwaves are detected in a fetus. That proposal approved yesterday would amend current law by covering women who are 6 weeks pregnant instead of 8 weeks pregnant. Yesterday was President's Day, and a lot of people turned out to visit a presidential place, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President's Day observed in the U.S., and folks visiting Atlanta stopping by the Carter Museum and Library.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day. Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
Well, I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man. We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
And if you live in or near the nation's capital or plan to be visiting there around Easter and you're looking to snag an invite to the White House Easter egg roll, well, this could be your lucky week. First Lady Melania Trump announcing that the time-honored tradition is going to be held on April 13th. But those hoping to get tickets have to register to get them through a free online lottery that is scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then the White House says the lottery will close on February 24th and the winners will be notified by email by March 4th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.